The Limitations of Scientific Knowledge. The Reason Why Every New Theory is Necessarily Faulty. The Attempt to Understand Freud's Theoretical System, or that of any creative, systematic thinker, cannot be successful unless we recognize that, and why, every system as it is developed and presented by its author is necessarily erroneous. That is so not because of the lack of ingenuity, creativeness, or self-criticism on the part of the author, but because of a fundamental and unavoidable contradiction. On the one hand, the author has something new to say, something that has not been thought or said before. But in speaking of newness, one places it only into a descriptive category which does not do justice to what is essential in the creative thought. The creative thought is always a critical thought, because it does away with certain illusion and gets closer to the awareness of reality. It enlarges the realm of man's awareness and strengthens the power of his reason. The critical, and hence creative, thought always has a liberating function by its negation of illusory thought. On the other hand, the thinker has to express his new thought in the spirit of his time. Different societies have different kinds of common sense, different categories of thinking, different systems of logic. Every society has its own social filter, through which only certain ideas and concepts and experiences can pass. Those that need not necessarily remain unconscious can become conscious when, by fundamental changes in the social structure, the social filter changes accordingly. Thoughts that cannot pass through the social filter of a certain society at a certain time are unthinkable, and of course also unspeakable. For the average person, the thought patterns of his society appear to be simply logical. The thought patterns of fundamentally different societies are looked upon, each by the other, as illogical or plainly nonsensical. But not only logic is determined by the social filter, and in the last analysis by the practice of life of any given society, but also certain thought contents. Take, for instance, the conventional notion that exploitation among human beings is a normal, natural, and unavoidable phenomenon. For a member of the Neolithic society in which each man and woman lived from his or her work, individually or in groups, such a proposition would have been unthinkable. Considering their whole social organization, exploitation of human beings by others would have been a crazy idea, because there was not yet a surplus to make it sensible to employ others. If one person had forced another to work for him, it would not have meant that the amount of goods would have increased, only that the employer would have been forced to idleness and boredom. Another example. The many societies that knew no private property in the modern sense, but only functional property, like a tool, which belonged to a single person inasmuch as he used it, but was readily shared with others when needed. What is unthinkable is also unspeakable, and the language has no word for it. Many languages do not have a word for to have, but must express the concept of possession in other words, for instance, by the construction, it is to me, which expresses the concept of functional but not of private property, private in the sense of the Latin privare, to deprive, that is to say, property the use of which everybody else is deprived of except the owner. Many languages started out with a word for to have, but in their development and, one may assume, with the emergence of private property, they acquired a word for it. Another example. In the 10th or 11th century in Europe, the concept of the world without reference to God was unthinkable, and hence a word like atheism could not exist. Language itself is influenced by the social repression of certain experiences which do not fit into the structure of a given society. Languages differ inasmuch as different experiences are repressed, and hence inexpressible. It follows that the creative thinker must think in the terms of the logic, the thought patterns, the expressible concepts of his culture. That means he has not yet